episode 406, When You Don't Know What to Say.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. How are you feeling today? I pray that you are enjoying your day and that really that today will just be a day of gratitude. It's something that I think we overlook, and we lead our lives with the hustle and bustle and the busyness and our activities and our to-dos, and sometimes we just don't stop long enough to see the beauty that's right before us. So today I pray that you see the beauty that is before you, and that when you don't know what to say, yeah, you're going to lead with gratitude. That's your kiss for today. I gave it to you early, but I couldn't help it. I've had some things happen this week, and I really, this is not scripted at all. I just made some basic notes because sometimes I don't script everything, but I just really highlight notes. And this one I wanted just to talk right off the cuff. I've spoken and worked with my clients. I've been, obviously, I talk to my children every single day. My husband, okay, the puppy dog too. The kitty cats, not so much, but they love to talk to me. Anyway, I've had some interesting conversations, and it really got me thinking, when you don't know what to say, what happens? When you find yourself like, oh my gosh, you just told me that, and it kind of astonishes you, it throws you off like you're surprised, or maybe it's, oh my gosh, you don't know what to say because it's tragic, and maybe there's a serious accident or a health issue. There are times in our life that literally our foot, it's caught in our mouth because we don't know what to say. And we just sit there and we're like, oh, you're not that you're dumbfounded, but it's like, yeah, you don't know what to say. And you feel like something's caught in your throat. Yet in your heart, it's saying one thing. What do you do? What do you do in those circumstances? I know my daughter, she was so sweet. My eldest, we were spending a little bit of time together this week, and we were working on writing a letter, and so got that all taken care of. And so we went and mailed it, and then we went out and took care of a couple other errands together. And it was nice. We hadn't spent this kind of time together in a while. Yeah, we were just driving in the car, but it was great because, you know, it's something about driving in the car with your children. They begin to open up. It's like that secret thing. If you take nothing else from today, learn that when you're driving in the car, you need to be aware of your children because they're more likely to talk to you. And a lot of it's because you can't look directly at them. You have to look at the road. I mean, you can glance at them, but you can't sit there and look eye to eye to eye. And that scares us. And when I was thinking about this whole thing of when you don't know what to say, that's kind of how we get. We get clammed up where our mouths are like, and you can't say anything. You're trying to, but nothing's coming out. And I remember we came home from our little errand run, and my daughter got out of the car, and I was walking up the stairs into the house, and she just came over to me. She goes, Mom, I just want you to know, thanks for just loving me. Thanks for loving me. That's all she said. Now, obviously, we had done some things together and worked on some things that day, but she had a realization. And it was at that moment I was like, when you don't know what to say, what do you say? And I just simply led with gratitude. And I was like, you're so welcome, sweetheart. I love you more than to the moon and back. Some things we just don't need to have words. Some things we need to lead with gratitude from our heart. Sometimes we try to put so many things in words, whether it's in a text or literally speaking, that we're like, but what if we don't have anything to say? Then what happens? That's okay. Sometimes not saying anything is the best thing. Isn't that interesting? Think back to a time where maybe your husband said something to you. Maybe it was something shocking. Oh, I can remember something shocking for me. You all know. When he told me he had fallen out of love. And I stood there. And because at the time I was standing, because I was actually walking out the door from his office, came back, and I was basically pleading for him to tell me what was going on. I didn't know what was going on. I had no clue what was about to come out of his mouth. None whatsoever. And it was like literally a bomb was dropped on me. And I was by a chair and I was kind of not folded over in half, but I was bent over at the waist. And I can remember my head was just cocked just a little bit, turning and looking at him. And I remember when he said it, I looked back down at the floor, turned my head, and I looked back at him. And I really felt like my mouth was hanging wide open. When you don't know what to say, what do? Number one, it was quiet. You probably could have heard a pin drop. And at that moment, no, I didn't say, well, thanks for telling me. But I did come from the perspective of, well, at least now I know something is wrong and it's serious. I guess that was my way of saying thanks. Lead with gratitude. When you don't know what to say and your kids come and stumble and give you something and they say, oh, Mom, by the way, I got an F on my test. I told you I studied, but really I didn't. Whoa. Now, maybe if it's just a little quiz, no big deal. But if it's worth half your grade, it's a big deal. What do? When you don't know what to say. I don't know. Except to lead with gratitude. A lot of times when you don't know what to say, it's got to come from the heart. And when it comes from the heart, most of the time, you're right. And sometimes that means our heart is silent. It's okay if we feel numb in our heart. The passing of my father. I cannot believe that we're coming up on the anniversary of his death. And it's not something that we celebrate, but I do recognize it and I understand it because that's when me and my family and my mom lost a great man. And so it's not that I celebrate his death. I really celebrate his life. And because since he's no longer with us, it's hard to celebrate his birthday, even though we still think about him. And so with this coming, I can remember when my husband had to tell me that my dad had passed away. This time I was sitting down. I didn't know what to say. But my heart was quiet. When you don't know what to say, lead with gratitude. Lead with your heart. And if that means sometimes it's to sit there and to be quiet, to let tears flow, to maybe reach out and just touch an arm or a hand, or to give a hug, sometimes that's really what's needed. We don't always have to have words. With electronics today and technology, we think that we always have to say something. Something always needs a response. Maybe response can be more emotional, as in that touch, as in a sweet, soft smile, a tear shed or two or three, a smile on the face. When you don't know what to say, don't allow yourself to kind of feel like you're muffled and go, and you sound like you're kind of vomiting in your mouth. I mean, I know that sounds disgusting, but seriously, that's what we do. We become all tripped up on our words instead of pulling back and saying, thank you. Thank you for sharing with me. Or, I'm so sorry to hear that. Thank you that you're confiding in me. There's a way of lifting people up and being there when you don't know what to say by not saying anything at all and leading with gratitude. And it sounds like kind of a complicated system overall, but you know, it's not that difficult. You can simply give a compliment or you can say something positive. Again, it can be a simple touch. Or you can thank the person who shared something with you and let them know how much they mean to you. You don't even have to respond to what is being said. But for them to have been heard, priceless. When you don't know what to say, lead with gratitude. Lead with your heart. And know the person that is there who is speaking to you doesn't necessarily need a response, doesn't necessarily need words. Sometimes quiet and a touch and a show of gratitude is all that's needed. So yeah, when you get that surprise and your children come and freak you out or they want to have a conversation with you and you're like, I didn't see this coming. When you don't know what to say, just breathe and lead with gratitude. I hope this has been just something little that you can take because I don't know. I wanted to share it with you because I think we get too wordy. And with our texts, we seem like we always have to have something to say. And sometimes we really don't. When you don't know what to say, maybe you don't need to say anything at all. Lead with gratitude today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.